This is WKSU News. I'm Andrew Meyer. In thinking about Black History Month this year, Canton Repository guest columnist Ron Ponder approached the paper with a slightly different way of raising awareness and dialogue about the importance of the designation. Is the celebration still relevant? He reached out to more than a dozen local leaders, Black, white, women and men, to get them to share their own personal stories. All this week on WKSU, we're bringing you some of their voices. Today, we hear from Kurt Conrad, the CEO of SARDA.
Last summer, I had the opportunity to see the protests and painting of the Confederate statues in Richmond, Virginia. For me, this was the pinnacle of my own personal journey of reflection. I grew up in Sherrodsville in Carroll County, which is about 40 miles south of Canton. The first time a Black couple visited our church, I can remember how great the all-white church felt about being opening and welcoming. Recently, I learned a disturbing fact about my own family, thanks Ancestry.com. My great-grandfather lived on a farm with 12 slaves in what is now Webster County, West Virginia. I uncovered a lot of connections to both slavery and the Confederacy. However, what was more disturbing to me was that no one ever talked about it. My great-grandmother lived to be 104, and I knew her for most of my life. Her father-in-law, my great-grandfather, lived near her and was alive for about 50 years of her life. It is impossible. Discussions never occurred between them regarding the issue. I was asked if celebrating Black History Month is still needed. My response was yes. While there has been a great amount of improvement in equality in our society, the events of the last year shows we still have a long way to go. Even as my story shows, if you don't talk and have empathy for others, we'll just bury it and forget it. We must make a conscious and active decision to gain knowledge of racism and the lack of opportunity that exists in our society in order for us to make change for Black history in the future.
Kurt Conrad is the CEO of SARDA. Tomorrow in our series, Perspectives on Black History, we hear from Fonda Williams, the deputy mayor of Canton. You can find more at WKSU.org. Our thanks to Ron Ponder for his work on this project. I'm Andrew Meyer, 89.7 WKSU.